You smell like a big rubber.
I was blowing up balloons for Sean's little brother and sister on Sunday. They were the little balloons that you have to blow so hard your intestines shoot down into your inguinal canal, into your scrotum. I'm an old pro, so I know how to avoid getting a hernia. I must have blown up a dozen or so before the kids figured out how to pop them. This is why I'm the cool uncle. I love being the cool uncle, even though I'm really just the guy who's shtupping their brother's mom. A couple of hours later, I gave Tessa a kiss, and she said, "You smell like a big rubber." And that's a very affectionate thing to say. She was really saying, "You're very sexy when you play with little kids." I know, it sounds awful, but it's true. I am sexy, even though I'm easily 20 pounds overweight. That's how you tell a guy who's 20 pounds overweight that he's sexy. You smell like a big rubber. Provided that he just risked his testicles blowing up balloons for little kids. I know, it's pointless to tell a guy he's sexy. There's no benefit in it for the woman. Half the male population of the planet thinks they're sexy as hell, and the other half don't care. If anyone has any updated figures on those statistics, please let us all know. But Tessa had no reason to tell me I'm sexy. She doesn't need to seduce me or anything. She only wanted to make the world a more beautiful place. That's how you do it. You notice something that escapes the notice of all other people, and you acknowledge the beauty in it. It's called serendipity. Serendipity opens the mind to all sorts of unexpected information, such as the fact that men have vaginas. Men have several vaginas, in fact. There is one at the top opening of our gubernaculum. I used to think the entire gubernaculum was a vagina, but it isn't. It's the gubernaculum. That's why it's called the gubernaculum. The vaginal process is a bulging of the peritoneum where our nuts are stored before they travel down the gubernaculum into our scrotum. But yes, we have that vagina and several others. I could list them, but that would destroy all your fun today, pricking around on the internet trying to find all your vaginas. I don't smell like a big rubber anymore, and that's kind of sad. We still have a quart jar full of those little balloons, and I could go and inflate some more so that I smell like a big rubber again. But without little kids to pop them and squeal and fuss over them, I wouldn't be the least bit sexy. It's not my fault. That's just the way things are. All my blowing, all my vaginas, they don't mean anything unless they're making people laugh. And Tessa loves me, whether I smell like a big rubber or not.